Blog Talk Radio.
To get to know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I'll send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach it. If you can't socialize, I guess I'll coach you. Cause Jimin is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed, but in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you did,
I
just wanna be.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Mr. Curtis Aarons. Mr. Curtis Aarons is going to be talking about two of his books and his third book that he was working on. So without much ado, Curtis Aarons. How are you doing, Curtis?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Angela. How are you doing? I'm making it, surviving every day as I can. The last name is A-B-R-A-M-S, Abrams.
Abrams. You're also a life coach, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yes, been certified as a certified life coach, therapeutic-wise, as far as communication goes, and as far as anger management goes as well. If anybody needs any assistance on help with that, because we live in a crazy, diverse world right now, my assistance is available. I will be thorough with you. I will be direct, but at the same time, I will be a listener to you. If you guys like that information, you can get with me. I can give you some more information.
All right. Would you like to give out some contact information, like an email address or something?
Okay. I'll do it right now. My website is www.kurtstrideabrams.com. That's C-U-R-T-S-T-R-I-D-E, Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. com. You can go there, and I'm going to jazz it up a little bit that you want to get any information about any services that I do. I do the therapeutic life coaching. And I also do in terms of communication and stress management, if anybody has stress management issues. And then I can go along with you in terms of the anger management aspect, because everybody's going through something right now that's going to be kind of topsy-turvy and turbulent, so I can correct that. And if there's a couple out there that just don't like their situations right now, they're having marital problems or premarital problems, I'm a facilitator with that as well. So if y'all need me to just listen to you guys, and then I can give y'all some guidance and some things that you're going to do for informativeness and perceptions, go to that website. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on TikTok, and I don't dance on no TikTok. I'm sorry, y'all. And I do Instagram as well.
All right. All right, everyone. So tell the people who are listening to this interview about the about your book, your first book, and this other collaboration.
Okay. Actually, I have two. I don't have three, but I am working on my second standalone book right now as we speak. My first book has a lot thought-provoking in a sense that if you are alone and if you feel by yourself, there's hope in terms of you to understand the total grasp of your internal awareness in terms of self-satisfaction, and that's where introspection comes in. The name of my book is called Kurt Stride, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self. It's been on Amazon for almost a year now. It's been a bestseller. I've been on podcasts like you showed previously at Ms. Butler and a couple of the places. I've done speaking engagements. I've talked about the book. I've shared it with a lot of people. I went to nonprofits with it. It really just essentially gets you into a point of understanding that you're not alone when you're going through this world by yourself, but while you're by yourself, you know what you can do. And alone, self-aloneness is power. You know, a lot of people don't understand the self-gratification in terms of self-righteousness. You can be productive. You can become creative. And all of a sudden, you can actually see things that you've never seen before. Sometimes it takes that naturalistic abilities, like the animals that I explained, to see the total awareness of where you are right now. And a lot of people are not seeing that. They're being misled by distractions such as social media or anything that's involving propaganda, anything that's involving something in that negative nature. this book is going to bring you back to the internal awareness of your existence. And I think it's recommended for people such as like a teenager that's going through bullying or toughness in terms of survival and self-identity, to the actual adult that's going through things with their mom and dad or even through their parents or even marriage or even by themselves, and even the elderly people who's going through things such as probably, doubt, self-doubt. They can't get a job because of their age, ageism, and their uncertainty about what's going to happen to them. Get this book. Read it. It is wonderful, and it's thought-provoking, and it could be life-changing to you. I have that book available. The second book is not actually my standalone book. This book actually is a collaboration book of people.
I'm talking about
who, okay, I can barely hear you. Say that again.
The first book.
Okay, you're going in and out. I heard something about book. What was it again now?
Your first book. What is it called?
Oh, I already said it earlier. It's called Kurt Stride, of Journey of True Solitude for the SELF. It's in the initials, SELF. You will find it on Amazon, and you will find it on I'm just now finishing up the audiobook process, so that's going to come out in a couple of weeks. It's going to be like again on Amazon, and it's already on paperback, and it's on audiobook soon. So be ready for that. And if you need any information on the book, just go to my website again, which is www.kurtstrideabrams.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or those other social media platforms. I'm also on YouTube as well. I have a channel that I'm going to come up with if y'all can look at it.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Angela, no offense, you're talking, but you're breaking up as you talk. I hear click, click, click. I can barely hear you. You might need to reset something. I'm not sure.
Is this better?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Second book, collaboration. What is it about?
I ran into a lady, good lady friend of mine. Her name is Laquita Parts. This woman is dynamic. She is the epitome of selfless service when it comes to children. She wants to try to make this this tribe of trying to get these little children involved in books or what have you. She's well known. She is the owner of a company called it's called PAPROV. I think it's called Prepare Professional Victory. I could be wrong, but her website is Pat Pro V Publishing. It's PAPROVI Publishing. And what she did was she got everybody who served in the military in all walks. They got the people who served and some of the family members that was involved. She got us all together as one and made a collaboration of what's called military stories. These are stories that these veterans and these soldiers of the military and all war paths of life that you went through in the military and all walks. We're talking about the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, what have you. And each and every one of us have some sort of a significant story that we want to give out that may actually become, again, thought-provoking and life-changing. One has a story about probably going through the trenches of war. One may have stories going through the Vietnam War, one going through basic training, one going through a situation with interaction with the military interface. And one even has a story of their spouse that's going through something. The name of the book that's coming out is called Unknown Battlefields, The Footsteps of a Soldier, A Collection of Stories. And I am one of the participants. I think it's only 8 of us that's in it. And Miss Laquita Parts has put this together, and it is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great. And again, it talks pretty much about true stories about the unsung heroes and sheroes of the Brotherhood. These are men and women with family support. They choose to stand on the front lines so we can have those freedoms that we have today. The collection of stories is kind of a thought-provoking thing, again, as to tell. These are stories that we need to let people know. I know we're not popular. We're not basketball players. We're not talents of church or talents of baseball or singing and rapping and all that. We get it. But the real heroes are interred to the point of trying to defend and protect the country that those people have those abilities to have in terms of freedom and choice and beliefs and all expressions. So veterans need to be heard, Angela. And there's mental health improvement in this as well. So it's very important to listen and read these stories, you know. I mean, you got people out here that listen to anything else and everything else, and they can get it, but then once they get it, they go right back to the original recipe that they're in right now, and they're not gaining anything. Well, with the real heroes, we're talking like a real mother and father, like a real person when it comes to heroes. These are stories of people who are going through these treacherous ways of life. Everybody's got a story. I don't care who you are. But these stories need to be told. I mean, we ain't got no awards here. You know, there's no championships here right there. All it is precise and considerate information for everybody to know. Because it's wonderful. It's something that needs to come out. It's gonna come out on November the 11th, I think Veterans Day. I think that's November the 11th. And it's going to be on the website, which is called, let me look, it should say, it's going to be paprovipublishing.com. Go there and you can pre-order the book. It's only $9.99, and it's wonderful to have. The proceeds of the book is going to go to various organizations such as VFW and community outreach programs that's going to support healing through writing, you know. And Angela, these stories are deep, personal, refreshing. They're heartfelt, you know. They're going to have a lot of stuff. And the Veterans of Foreign Views is going to be one of the projects that we're going to like support and name within that. So I encourage people to get this book. It is wonderful. Even if you don't read, give it to somebody who likes the military. I recommend you get this book, and it's just going to change the gratitude to turn it into a great attitude of gratitude, you know, the love and the desire that you have to look up to heroes. Everybody has a hero in their lives. So this book is going to be great, and I'm glad to be part of it. The name of it, again, is Unknown Battlefields, The Footsteps of a Soldier, a Collection of Stories.
All right. Well, do you know when it will be released?
Like I said, again, it's going to be a Veterans Day because it's Veterans Day is coming up. I think it's the 11th. That should be Veterans Day. It's usually the 11th. But on that day, it will be released at $9.99. It is $14.99, but we're going to do 33% off. But you could go ahead and pre-order it right now, and it'll be available for you. It'll be sent to the mail, what have you. And this is only going to be in paperback for the time being. I don't know about e-books, whatever, but just get back to my website, and we'll keep more information with that. So, but the book is good.
Your website is here.
Yeah, the website. Yeah, it's going to be P-A-P as in Papa, P-A-P-R-O, V as in Victor, I, publishing.com, all in one word, P-A-P-R-O-V-publishing.com. It's an acronym, and I'm thinking it means prepare, produce, and victorious, something like that. So everything's going to be good with that. But other than that, I'm enjoying this. This is wonderful. It's great. Angela, thank you for having me on your platform for this. And I encourage a lot of people to read something like this. Quit trying to get into the negative stories of life right now, because negativity is not going to go anywhere, but positivity will. This book is for everyone, along with Kurt Stride, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self. And I appreciate this, Angela. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Everyone,
okay.
You're listening to Curtis Aarons. We've got 10 minutes left, but it seems like he wants to finish the interview.
Well, if you got anything else you want to ask me, you can. I just heard something in the background saying so many seconds left. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we've got about 13 minutes, but I was going to go another 10. So you have a third book.
Well, I don't want to come out with it yet. The thing about me with third books or fourth or fifth books is that, you know, I haven't came up with a great idea yet. But I will say something while I'm talking about writing. You know, a lot of times people don't want to get into the aspects of reading a book. Let me tell you guys something. Reading when they say it's fundamental, it is so true when it comes to the nature of that. Because you gotta normalize yourself into a point that if you put your nose into something and if you put yourself in that, you'll be in a world, you'll be in a great, great modest world of something that's like, I don't know, environmentally kind of like imaginatory. If you could be imaginative in something to read, it gets you out of the ordinary world that you're in right now. I can compare it to going to a restaurant or going to a movie or going to an event show. You're away from all that regularity of life, you know. When you read a book, it is amazing for you to have. So along with reading a book, and if you got an idea that you want to give out to people, why don't you put it down on a piece of paper? Put in a piece of paper and make you some pages of it, and then come up with the concept of, is this important for me? Is this important for somebody to read this when I'm writing down? And is it important to gravitate and give it to everybody who needs to know what a story is about? If it is, come up with your concept, your wherewithal, your ideas, and turn this into a book. Turn this into something that's going to be great and wonderful and improving the quality of life for everybody else. Because let's face it, we live in a world right now that if we get really, really, I don't know, optimized over something that's negative, it catches our eye. We don't need to get into the negative interface of anything. What we need to do is to study ourselves, know our true awareness, based on like the book that I wrote, and use it for your advantage. Then use it for the other people's advantage, because everything starts with you. So read a book. Get away from the negativity of the internet sometimes. Get away from social media. Get away from the scrolling of the internet, what have you. Get away from all the distractions that's going to put you in a world of thinking, well, you know, there is a great world out there. And write something down. Read a book. I'm telling you, it is great. Go back to where you were before years ago when you didn't want to read it and put yourself in a position of making a goal-setting thing. Make it as – read a book. You know, like make it as a professional goal. And make it kind of like a perpetuity type thing, like a perpetual thing. Like, if I read this one book, I'm going to reward myself with something. And then once I read that book, that'll be fine. What's happening is that now you're articulating your mindset, and you're putting your mind into something that's very great and creative. And you can do that, but that's only if you want to make that step. Don't get into nothing that's easy and that's going to make you feel kind of burnt out. Do something that's going to feel great, enriching, and just metonymous when it comes to just being omnipresent of the mind. Read a book, and once you read it, write down notes. And then if you got a story to tell, like Ms. Quita Parts is doing and all these other authors I know that out there is doing, then make something and give it to people, because I'm telling you, people are thirsty for knowledge and they're thirsty for hope. And you may have that hope that you can give them. So yeah, she's got this program as parts. She's doing it for the children, and these children are coming up with creative stories, and it's wonderful. But what about you? What about if you listen to this podcast, what are you going to do to better yourself when it comes to the long run? Keep in mind, that story that you're going to have is going to last a long time. That's what a legacy is about. Write something down and give it to people that might need to hear it. If you can't, then just make a diary for yourself. And then go back to the stories of what you've done, and then just use that as an internal power to keep where you're going. You may not know this, but internal power starts with you, in particular, because you're ready to get the mental capacity of your mindset to become better than where you are. You can live longer like that. You know, just do the right thing. You know, pay attention to what people are telling you. Listen very carefully, and most importantly, just believe. Believe. And once you believe in something, things will come out any way that you desire it to have, you know. Everything will be displayed in any element that you may have, okay. And that's what the acumen is all about. That's what bureaucracy is all about, having that formulative thing that you can turn something into something great. And that's where victory comes in. Keep in mind, people, if you don't fight for something you love, then what kind of love do you have? You got to ask yourself that. So humanize yourself. Normalize yourself. Get away from the internet for once and just say to yourself, but what am I here for? And it starts with you noticing who you are. I'm just giving you a tidbit. Read a book. Read a book and see where you comes out with it. And then come up with an idea and give it to people. Who knows? You might change the world.
All right. Okay. That's great. Thank you for that. That was inspiring. That has been fun. Made me want to write a book about my life story.
There you go.
I started it 2 years ago, but I haven't got very far with it.
And you were author too, right, Angela? You wrote some books.
A while back I did. I wrote Charles and Melinda, Danielle and Faye, an inspirational celebrity short story.
Yep.
on Amazon.
That's what I'm saying. Go on Amazon. See, there you go. See,
Everybody's
got one out there. That's what it's about. Use the commonness of the goodness that you have and turn it into something to build to people. Make it kind of like a disease in a sense. I mean, not in that sense, but make it kind of like contagious to people so that they can come back to you. Let me tell you something, people. The most powerful thing you can have, courage is one thing. That's great to have courage. It's an attractive trait. But the most powerful thing you can have, I don't give a damn who you are, is the power to influence. If you influence somebody, you can move mountains, you can move places, you can move a tribe, you can move people because you have something that they are looking for and what they're having. So think about influence. If you influence people, you got what it takes. But it takes you to make it happen. It's not that you can get it from the door on your doorsteps. You got to actually practice where you are with this stuff. Become performative, become intentional, and most importantly, become realistic. When you become real, guess what? People are going to come to you, and they're going to stick to you. And it kind of really starts in the sense of having a story, like these soldiers in these books. Her name is Mary Beal. I'm going to give them a shout-out. Mary Beal is one. Brandon Darrington is another person. David Mills is another person. Kevin Eastman is another person. Then there's Barbara Scandrett Smith is another person. And there's Takia Chase Smith. We're talking about those are the ones I could name. Marvis Cox. And I'm pretty sure there's a couple more here that I couldn't name, and I'm sorry, but I think it's like 8 or 9 of us right now. Of course, myself is in it as well. But they're taking a step forward on their stories. And, again, these stories need to be told. I encourage anybody who's listened to this broadcast, if not anything, then I tell you, just do this. Get this book and listen to and read the stories and just put it in your mindset of what they went through. And it might can apply to something that might benefit you in the long run. And then maybe you can give it to down generations, whatever. So these books and everything else that comes around has a great worthy cause for it, for any disposition that you may have. So, again, I encourage you to look at this book here. Look at Ms. Angela's books, and then Curtis Abrams has his books, too, on Kurt Stripe. But these are elements, Ms. Angela, that we need to address out for mental health and for mental illness reasons that we can actually shed a light, have a beacon of hope for people out there who might need to know what the element is of having a great frame of mind of positivity.
Yes, I do have 3 books, Danielle. Charles and Melinda is the first book. The second book is a sequel to Charles and Melinda, and it's called Danielle and Faye. And I have Inspirational Celebrity Short Stories. It's a collection of books of people who've done inspiring things who I've interviewed. I have 3 books out there that I wrote, and I'm kind of working on a 4th one. Slowly.
You're
supposed to write some every day, but I have not been doing that. I've been lazy. I thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. And I have your self-help book, Kurt Sides.
And more to come. Like I said, if anybody needs any help that's got something to do with any mental issues such as communication problems or problems with stress management or even a couple's issues, I am a licensed coach, and if you guys need my assistance, I will be there to listen to you. Okay? I'm not a doctor, but I am going to treat you as a person that needs to be addressed. Kind of like I'm going to be your guide, and I'm going to listen to everything you say, and we're going to do it together, okay? And that's how I'm going to roll. That's how I'm always going to roll. So get with me, and I could be able to help you guys. And once again, get a book out, read a book, and write something down, turn into notes, and, hey, tell somebody that you love and care for about what you read. And then this could be something that you can make a change
for. Someone who's been in relationship but has never been married, what would you say to a female that had never been married?
Well, everybody's got their own, visual ways, and then they got their mentality ways. of thinking on what to do by being alone. This is what Al can say, and this is based on what I've been through as well. A female, if you are by yourself right now and you are listening to this podcast, this is what I can tell you. Make sure the first person that you love in this world is yourself. If you love anybody else and you care about anybody else more than you love yourself, I'm not saying it's wrong, but you're going to be blind by your own ambition on realizing what the gratification of life could be. Because the gratification of life starts from within. Have the good Lord guide you to the way of where you need to go in terms of your search and your desire. But if you love yourself, and I promise you this, girls, if you love yourself first and foremost, and don't put yourself in the forefront of anything else, eventually what's going to happen is that magnification is going to happen to you based on your knowledge, your wisdom, and your the term is really called attraction. When the attraction comes in because you're doing things on your own, people are going to like you for who you are, plus you're a positive person, then you never know. That person may come into your life to come. Now, I'm not saying be nice the whole time and then somebody would come. I'm not using that analogy. But what I will say is, if you want to love someone, love yourself first. If you love yourself first, then things are going to happen miraculously for you. And guess what? Things are going to be very, very proficient for you to get to where you got to go. Sometimes, hey, you may not need somebody right then and there, and that's okay. And then sometimes you might need that connection where you have. But my also advice is don't anticipate anything and don't expect anything. Because if you do that, you're gonna go through a lot, and it's going to hurt you. And you're going to feel like, man, I'm a failure. No, it's you're just expecting too much, like a kid looking for Christmas gifts. Don't anticipate on January 25th. Just do what you can right now to better yourself. That's all you need to do. So all I can tell you, ladies, is keep on fighting. Keep on being the empowered women that you are. Keep on being the essential figure that you want to become and represent the men and be there for the children that need you the most. Be that mother hen haven of a woman that you really are. Don't give up on hope. Don't give up on life. Somebody is out there for you, I promise. But love yourself first. If you love yourself first, I promise you somebody will be there for you. It will be there for you. And when the good Lord gives you that gift, oh, my goodness, you better be ready. You best to be ready.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butt. That's Mr. Curtis Evans. He's a life coach. He's living in the state of Florida now, but he's from Alabama. He's a man of wisdom, and I hope you seek him out. Once again, provide your information, and we'll end the show.
Thank you. And one last thing, hey, like I said, if you want to reach me, KurtStrideAbrams.com, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and I do have a YouTube channel. Everybody just keep living the way you are. And like I said, everybody in life has a story, and on top of that, the first person you should love is yourself, number one. Don't give up hope and don't give up life because you are here for a reason. And, hey, let me say this. Out of all those sperms that lived all into that wombs of your mom or whatever, 14 million of them didn't make it, but only one did. That was you. So you got out of that sperm. And you got out of it successfully, and look where you are right now. So even before you was even born, you were a winner. You were even a winner before you were born. So now you're here now. Prove to the God and prove to yourself that you got what it takes to make it in this world.
And anyone who wants to be on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, you can contact me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, Show, S-H-O-W, at gmail.com. That's Angela Butler Show at gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook. It's Angela Butler. Anybody who wants to be interviewed or advertised, that is how you get in contact with me. Thank you, Curtis, for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. You have a good afternoon and night.
You too, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Good night.